DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Supreme Court hears arguments today in Donald Trump's appeal of the Colorado ruling that strikes his name from the ballot in next month's primary. Here's ABC's Devin Dwyer.
But the consensus expectation is that this will happen very quickly for the Supreme Court. Days or weeks, certainly not months. The Colorado primary is coming up on March 5th. And so the expectation is that this Supreme Court will want Colorado voters to have an answer before then.
The high court there ruled that Trump violated the 14th Amendment by engaging in insurrection. The immigration deal tied to funding for Israel and Ukraine, not even brought up for a vote in the Senate. Democrats say Republicans weren't interested in solving the border problems. They just didn't want Joe Biden to score a win before the election. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has left the Middle East, wrapping up his fifth trip to the region since the Israel-Hamas conflict broke out. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu rejecting the latest Hamas-proposed ceasefire. This is ABC News. For more than a week, a Chicago hospital has been struggling with the effects of a cyber attack.
Since last Wednesday, Lurie Children's Hospital's phones and computers have been offline, patients' medical records inaccessible. Experts warn it could take weeks to get the hospital systems back up and running. The FBI is now investigating the attack, which has forced the hospital to cancel some procedures and elective surgeries.
That's ABC's Lana Moise. Hospitals have been frequent targets of cyber criminals recently. A new report from federal officials now says Chinese hackers have been lurking inside critical American networks for at least 5 years. The worry they could be ready to launch attacks on infrastructure if there's a conflict between the U.S. and China. And Ford may be dialing back some of the technology in its cars. It now says it may discontinue the auto park feature, where the car can parallel park on its own. It turns out not many people use it, preferring to take the wheel and parallel park themselves. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Get your home ready for big game get-togethers. Now, during Menards Super Sale. Save big on party supplies, including folding tables and chairs, grills, slow cookers, party cups, plates, tableware, and trash bags. Plus super deals on food and beverages. Choose from assorted varieties of lots of matzo pizzas. 2 for just $11. Assorted flavors of 16-ounce Snapple are just $4.99 for a six-pack. Score big savings. Now, during Menards Super Sale.
Save big.
It's Fully Leaded Education Talk. Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 7 on Oshkosh Air Support, AM 1100 and 98.3 FM WISS, and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Universities of Wisconsin have a new website listing all online courses across the system's 13 campuses. The website lists more than 200 online programs and links to the campuses that offer the classes. The UW system is facing an $18 million deficit by this summer after years of declining enrollment and lower state aid. 4 2-year branch campuses are closing. President Biden and Donald Trump are dead even in the latest Marquette Law School poll. Trump's up slightly when you add in third-party candidates who took a sizable chunk of the votes.
I think it reflects the broad dissatisfaction with both Trump and Biden as the matchup. And so people unhappy with that are expressing it by saying at this point they'd vote third party.
Pollster Charles Franklin spoke with the Devil's Advocates radio show on Wednesday. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
The Badgers lose again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers losing to Michigan 72-68. Wisconsin has now lost three in a row. That's their longest losing streak of the season. The Badgers struggled with three-point shots, played poorly on defense. They're ranked 11th in the nation and losing in Ann Arbor to a Michigan team that came into the game with a five-game losing streak and a record of just 8 wins and 15 losses. The Badgers, now 16-7, play Rutgers this Saturday. Baseball, the Brewers adding some players. They've signed right-hander Jacob Junis to a one-year deal, and they've also added catcher Gary Sanchez from the Padres to a one-year contract worth $7 million. And now former Brewer Colin Burns saying so long to fans in Milwaukee after being traded to Baltimore.
You know, obviously thank the fans, thank the organization. That's the only organization I've been a part of up to this point. Had a lot of winning seasons, a lot of good baseball over there. Felt honored to be a part of, you know, the best stretch of baseball in Brewers history.
That's the Orioles' Colin Burns. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Cloudy, breezy, and mild with scattered rain showers likely today. We'll get to around 49 for a high. The wind out of the south at 15 to 25. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly cloudy. 41 the low tomorrow, partly cloudy, 45. Saturday, partly cloudy with a high of 37. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Morning, nah. Oh, Jim.
It is breezy, but man, is it nice out today.
It's 39 degrees already. 39 in Green Bay, 39 in Appleton, 38 in Oshkosh. There is a pretty good wind blowing out there right now. That's pretty chilly.
Well, that's
chilly.
Appropriate for today.
National Kite Flying Day.
It is.
I've never flown a kite.
No, don't
listen
tell
me
that.
Listen to me. I've tried. I've tried and failed.
Kites?
Well, don't give me that, but you're from the home of the kite flying world in Two Rivers.
Right, we were. Didn't you work at a gas station?
Yes.
Didn't you guys give away kites like when gas was 25 cents?
No, we were big at, we're big at giving away like dishes or glasses or things like that. Because I grew up with so many Sinclair bowls and glasses and things like that. That's what we used to give out at the gas station. Does anybody remember that when you'd go to the gas station?
Right.
And I don't even remember. I don't think we gave out stamps. My mom was huge into, I think it was AMP or S&H.
No, those were big.
Or
those
something.
Filling those books.
Oh,
we were all in on that.
When I would come home and mom would be like, yeah, where's the change? Then she'd give me like a dime. Okay. Where's the stamps?
Right.
And boy, she filled
That's
up.
Funny.
I can remember the stamp drawer. I remember the drawer that you just kept the stamp book in.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was big.
So I'm sure, but Zephyr was a gas station in Two Rivers. And we had a lot of kids. We all had kites from there. Because every time you filled up, they
could get a kite?
Free, oh, yeah.
I tried so many times. I even bought Dom one when he was young. I just couldn't get it to fly. Maybe I'm not fast enough. I could not get a kite to take air. I don't know why. I constantly.
You didn't have the right tail on there. You can put a heavier tail on. You use bed sheets. I mean, to tear that up, and it was
Once
they get a little lift, you don't have to run as fast as you think.
Really?
Yeah.
But you got that nice beach to do them on in Two Rivers.
True.
I mean, that's unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, I grew up in the woods. You know, you got trees all over.
That's true. We didn't have.
You know.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, so today, you could do that today, Johnny.
Yes, National Kite Flying Day.
Right, and a good breeze out there.
Yes, and I love it. I would love to do it. Yeah, I've always thought that's fascinating. You're like defying nature. You got this thing, and you're just running, and look at this. Look what we got going here.
And we got those things up so high, you couldn't see them.
That's unbelievable.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
Two rules
of string.
I'd
love to do that.
Yeah.
Do you know that that's a national sport in Afghanistan?
No.
Yeah, and it's, no, listen to me. This is a real serious sport in Afghanistan is kite flying. You ever hear the book, The Kite Flyer, The Kite Runner?
I don't think so.
Oh, you got to read that book about a young guy growing up in Afghanistan and the whole thing. But anyway, The Kite Runner, it's called. It's a famous book. It was like Pulitzer Prize winner.
Wow.
Okay. But anyway, it's so serious in Afghanistan that what people do is they take the string and they coat them with glue and then they rub them in crushed glass.
So they do that to cut the other people's strings when they're in the air. That's how serious.
That's pretty competitive.
Any of my Afghanistan friends know about this? Wow. About how serious kite flying competition is in Afghanistan? It's unbelievable.
That's, yeah. You didn't, like when you were a kid though, I mean, didn't you make like box kites? You know, they made, it was like just the, called? Balsa wood. And then you wrapped the, it was a box.
Yeah.
And just different styles, dragons. No? So you guys didn't do that.
I don't know. I don't.
That was like our age.
I remember one time trying to fly a kite. I got one for my birthday.
Yeah, right.
Middle of March. Mm-hmm. I was snow. Yeah. And I remember trying to run through the snow to fly a kite.
That's probably
how fast you think I was going.
You,
running through knee deep snow trying to get that kite to get air.
You could have maybe had your brother, sister. Sometimes it helps if they like throw it up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like maybe getting it off the ground. It was hitting the ground.
Yeah. And that's what it was. I'm running. It's just dragging. Yeah, it's busting apart. Yeah. And
you probably could have used a team there for that. Anyway.
Got this one from Terry. Consolidated Gas Station, Westy Pier. Back today, gave away glasses and stamps. Full service. Missed those days. Right. Absolutely.
Isn't that? They were competing for your full service business.
Absolutely.
I mean, think about that.
I know. And, I worked at it. I did it all.
And fill up your car, and then we would
check the oil, wash the windshield every time, and the headlights.
And we would get a kite. And we got the stamps too. Whoever Terry, I mean, we did that too. But
I think kids, 1 year we got 1 year from the stamps, a 16 millimeter movie projector.
Wow, that's a lot of stamps.
I know. I mean, we had so many books; it was incredible.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, my mom was king of the stamps.
That's
she made sure she got every stamp possible.
What should we get Mrs. Minel for her birthday? Give her stamps.
That's all you need. It's like giving people lottery tickets these days. Same thing.
Right.
But whatever happened with gas stations and giveaways? When's the last time you saw a giveaway at a gas station?
Never. No. Those were cool days. They just were awesome. And we took advantage of. Like I said, with all the kids we had, it was nice that we cheated our own
absolutely.
Kite from the gas station.
Free. No, we had like all of our bowls, all of our glasses were from the gas station. You know why? Because it was a matching set.
Nice. Anyway, yes. We have, speaking of like great customer service, we're still celebrating Super Bowl week. And
yes.
That's where we have
S-O-U-P-E-R.
And 12, 13 restaurants that are participating. Yep. And we can read those off later, but tomorrow, you have someone coming in. I'm not going to be here tomorrow, but someone's coming in and bringing you soup.
I know. It's almost a shame you're not going to be here because this is a special day for you, you know, for the community. Did you start this or no?
The Super Bowl?
Yeah. No, but for your NEW community show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was 11 years ago, Johnny.
That's what I mean. But you
kind of in the city then.
No. Okay. So you weren't working with them then. No. But are you the first person that did this or no?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know. Okay. I just know it's a great fundraiser for us, and it's great that the community tries different restaurants and different soups. So someone's coming in tomorrow from Super.
What is it? What's Julie Baronick.
From where?
Baronick. I would say Baronick is coming in for the Super Bowl. She is going. Oh, I got to get this. Time to pre-order your gumbo and muffaletta sandwiches for Fat Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
So
that sounds really good.
So Fat Tuesday, Shrove Tuesday.
That's next week, right?
Right.
And okay.
It's like Valentine's Day is Ash Wednesday, which is.
Is it really?
Yeah. Yeah. Because Tuesday is Tuesday.
That's unusual, isn't it?
No.
Does that seem late for Ash Wednesday?
Well, no? That's right. Easter ebb and flows by the calendar. Well, anyway.
Okay.
What are they called? The Polish things? Pasties? Not a pasty.
Yeah, so I'm thinking paper boat today.
Not
Pashkas?
Puchkas.
Puchkas.
Is that what it's called?
Amanda's Puchkas, Amanda, right?
Todd's out. You're the brains of the organization today.
I don't even know how to spell that to look at.
Pronounce Puchki.
Puchki. Okay, that's what okay, so anyway.
Puchki.
Johnny, there is and they sell those. Actually, the biggest sales come out of Pulaski, right?
Because okay.
It's Polish. But there's a place in Appleton.
Okay.
And there's a line. Anyway, my mom likes those, and she lives in Appleton, so I will go there on. But that's Tuesday, and then, Valentine's Day is Ash Wednesday. So anyway, yes, that's
never been a big Valentine's Day guy.
John.
I think I might have been that kid that sometimes didn't get Valentine's from certain people.
So you're scarred.
I think I was that guy.
Okay. You didn't. Yeah, okay. I can see that. I guess I can see that with you.
Why can you see that with me?
I don't know.
I could see you getting one from everybody.
I liked Valentine's. I do. I like Valentine's
really,
Day.
I really dislike Valentine's
Day.
Maybe it might go back to grade school. Well, not only that, but I used to deliver flowers.
Oh.
And that was just like mind-boggling, delivering flowers. And you want to know what? That is, you'd think that would be one of the nicest jobs, right?
Oh, yeah.
People, biatch, complain when you deliver flowers so much, you can't believe it.
I thought these were supposed to be here 2 hours ago.
Well, ma'am, I got a car full of them, my little Carmen Ghia. And,
well, my son told me they were going to be here in time for dinner.
It's like, you wouldn't believe it.
I would think that would be one of the... I thought that would be one of the biggest...
You would think people would be so... Oh, my God, that's so beautiful.
I would just think... And a big tipping industry.
No, I never got a tip. Oh. I did not get one tip.
If somebody delivered flowers?
I did not get one tip.
$5?
Hmm. I did not get one tip.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, and I think I can honestly say it's one of the two jobs I've ever worked where I lost money by working.
Okay. I know one of them. Boy, have I heard that. Okay.
Yes. I drove a 1967 Chevy Impala with a 396 and a Holley carburetor.
Oh, yeah. It's great mileage.
It's terrible mileage, like 8 miles to a gallon, maybe.
Right, right.
And I didn't get paid by the mile or anything. I just got paid $2 an hour. So I'm driving like 50 miles to someplace and coming back, and I still only get that $2. I'm putting like $5 worth of gas in. I literally lost money delivering flowers.
Well, I'm really surprised you didn't get tips.
Never got a tip in my life.
In a car like that, you should have.
Right. I know, right?
In a car like that, you should have.
Thank you, Amanda. Oh, it was midnight blue with the white top.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
Yes. Yes.
Forget the flowers.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Oh. You know, I remember I sold it that I was leaving for college, and I sold it. I was having all kinds of problems with it. I had a bad water pump and all these different things. And this guy and his son came in, and they bought it. Like $250, I think. So I'm on my way to the bank to cash the check, and they're pulled alongside the road with the hood up. So you know what I did?
Went the other way.
Went as fast as I could to the bank.
Yeah, you bet.
Cash that check. Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah. It's also National Boy Scouts Day.
Let me guess.
Go ahead.
Were you a scout?
No. I was a Cub Scout for a year.
Okay.
And you know what? I loved it.
Oh, yeah.
But we didn't have, we didn't have it. Nagani, we didn't have anything. We didn't have nothing formal.
You need the parents, the leadership to make that work.
And we didn't. I mean, it was. So anyway, but I used to love Boys Life magazine.
Yeah.
I would have been an Eagle Scout.
That is.
Like, I would have been an Eagle Scout. Although, you know, the only thing I wouldn't have done, I wouldn't have worn the shorts with the high socks.
Yeah, that's part of it. It's part of the uniform. That Eagle Scout, we weren't into that, we should have been in Two Rivers. But I will tell you that as mayor, you get invited to the Eagle Scout ceremonies. Those are moving. Those kids, that's unbelievable
No question.
We have a good product of Eagle Scouts in this community. I know you've been at some of those. We turn out a lot of Eagle Scouts.
I know. I think it's a wonder. I've been at some of their projects they've done. They did one for disabled veterans one time for a duck hunting thing. They've done wonderful
community
things.
Community
shelters are great.
The stuff that they learn, you know, being frugal and just the honesty and just great, great kids. And the guy I was talking to, and I said, you got a pretty good group here. He goes, you know, it is really tough. He goes, years ago, but now there's so many things kids can do.
Yeah,
I know. Besides sports. I mean, there was always football and basketball.
Well, so many things that are so time-consuming now. It used to be, you know, we played three sports, and you only played them during that sports season. Now it's like, wow.
And then there's the whole mechanics thing. There's the German club. There's just so many. There's schools that, 50, 60 things they
offer.
Yeah,
I agree. And how many clubs?
This guy wants to, you know, get people into Eagle Scouts, which is a time commitment.
I mean, absolutely,
they all are.
No question.
I mean, they all are. But, it's, yeah.
I had the backpack. I had the Boy Scout backpack, which I was very proud of.
Well, you were almost there.
I was so close.
Oh, okay.
I think the closest I made it was the Weeblo. Maybe the Weeblo something.
I mean.
We got to set a quick break.
Okay.
Mind on the Mayor, back right after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we've named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, 1100 AM, 98.3 FM. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
Connecting the dots between the left and the right. Rational Revolution with Chris Elfine. Saturdays at 2 and Sundays at 1 on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS, and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Here on a good looking Wednesday morning. You're going to be beautiful today. 39 in Green Bay already, 39 in Appleton, 38 in Oshkosh. I did my little route yesterday, my walking route.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little disappointing, though. It's not as far as I thought it was. It's 1.5 miles. I was hoping it'd be like 2 miles.
So two laps.
Yeah.
I was at my trainer yesterday, and I guess you guys invited him in.
Yeah.
Great. he did say, look, you need to get out and walk more. So he said 30 minutes a day. Between now and Monday.
You know what's kind of, I got for Christmas was a pedometer.
Yeah.
That's great. I mean, it says how many calories you're burning. I will say this. That was another disappointing thing. It said, so it was 1.5 miles. You know how many calories it said?
I don't know.
150.
Yeah.
Doesn't it seem like it should be a lot more calories?
It yeah. I would hope, but wow. Because you can put that on pretty quick.
In nothing. Like nothing.
Like what you're drinking.
No, this has no cal Celsius.
Oh.
That's good for you.
All right.
I know, but it's disappointing when you see that.
Yeah.
You know, you just feel like you're burning up so many more calories.
I'm not going to look at all that. I'm not going to get distracted anymore. I just want to do the 30 minutes and that's it. I don't care about the calories. I don't care about how much time. I don't care how many steps it is. I just got to get into a new mental frame of 30 minutes.
Well, can't you take Milton for a walk for 30 minutes?
Right.
I mean, you walk 15 minutes one way, turn around, you're back.
Totally. I get the math. I know.
Oh, like John, I got the math.
It's
I get the math, Mino.
It's all about.
I went to Roncalli, you know.
I'm a jet.
Private school. Ain't got no stinking Trivers. Didn't go to Washington. Didn't go to Lincoln.
No, we were jets.
Didn't go to Mishicot.
Nope. Anyway.
Francis Creek.
Nope.
Kossuth. I gotta say one quick thing. I saw a promo last night for Jeff Alexander. I love Jeff Alexander from Channel 2
awesome,
Stories.
Awesome.
They're phenomenal. They're the best thing going on TV. Honest to God, I love them. His thing this week is, it's on St. Nazian's. And I've always been kind of fascinated by St. Nazian's because when I was in high school, Mickey Crow was going there. And I always thought, man, I'd love to see St. Nazian's.
Yes. St. Nazian's, that was the. Isn't that where priests went?
Well, there was a Catholic JFK school. JFK,
yeah.
The nuns ran it, didn't they? Or something? Or was that Silver Lake? No, I don't think JFK was Catholic or anything.
Oh, yeah.
No, it wasn't.
No,
was that?
St. Nazian's.
JFK that, Prep.
I thought that was.
Not, I don't think it was Catholic. Was it?
I don't know. But
I don't know.
Back to Silver Lake was run by the nuns. Silver Lake College was run by the nuns. So, anyway. All right. Hey, the other thing today, I just thought that would be on our list, but it's not. But I saw James Dean.
What about him?
Well, he was born today, 1931.
Oh, I did not know that.
Not a huge rebel age. Oh, my.
Huh?
What he accomplished in 5 years, think if he went to
Well, die. I know that, but I mean, as an actor, I liked him in Giant. I thought Giant was a great movie with John Wayne, Elizabeth Taylor.
Yep.
Was absolutely gorgeous at the time. Just unbelievable. She was the best-looking woman in the world at that time.
Yeah.
I thought he was great in that. I didn't quite get Rebel Without a Cause.
That was it. That's what put him on the map.
Did you get it?
No, I didn't see it. No, I didn't see it.
And Jim Backus, of course, love it. From Gilligan's Island was on there. He played a part of his dad.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's,
I didn't quite get it. What was his? Why did he have so much angst? Natalie Wood, she was...
Yeah. He accomplished a lot, though, in
I'm not disagreeing.
But he was a little
but
bit
he's
of
always
a,
that brooding kind of guy.
Right. Well, and, you know, he didn't do himself in, but, I mean, he was... His goal was to be in the Indy 500. I mean, he was a crazy race car driver.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, that's how he died.
Was it in Arizona?
No, I think it was California.
Okay. I thought it was Arizona.
He wasn't racing, But he was driving fast, and it was his fault.
Okay.
I only tell you what I read. But he really had a passion, and I think that was his first movie, Rebel Without a Cause?
I think so.
All right. So he took the money from that and upgraded his Porsches. And,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
That was his thing.
I didn't know
so
that.
So he was driving to a race, and then with his, mechanic or something, some German guy. And I think he ran into somebody.
So, ah.
Anyway, his birthday was today. He's 1931. So,
okay.
Anyway.
There you go. How old was he when he died? I mean, really, you know who his girlfriend was when he died? I'm going to throw this out there as a trivia question.
Okay.
His girlfriend, at the time he died,
okay, I wouldn't know that,
became a very famous character actor in her later years.
Hmm. All right.
Who was she?
All right, and what do we...
We're throwing that out there for a prize package.
Yeah, we'll find something to
we
give away.
We got a good prize package for you.
Anyway.
What TV show, James Dean's girlfriend, when he got killed, became a famous character actor in her later years? What show?
But anyway,
everybody knows her. Everybody, isn't like some obscure kind of whatever.
She became a name.
But you probably don't even know her name, but her character became iconic.
And that's what we're asking for.
Yes.
The character that she played. But anyway, to answer your question, I think he was like 25.
That's it, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
He was young.
Wow.
Anyway, that was a birthday today. Who else is?
Let's see. WWE, The Big Show.
What does that mean?
World Wrestling. That was one of the guys. The Big Show.
Oh.
Paul Wright. I don't know who Paul Wright is. Who's Paul Wright?
Paul White.
Amanda, who's Paul?
It's The Big Show.
Oh, it's White. Oh, that is him. That's
him. That's his actual
name. Oh, that's his real name, Paul White?
Yeah.
I did not know that. Okay. Seth Green is 50. He doesn't do much anymore, does he?
No, not really.
Remember, these guys make this list. You know what I mean? Like Seth Green, right? Like you just said.
He was big in the, movies? What were those movies?
He was in Austin Powers. He was in almost every, 90s teen rom-com there is.
Yes, he was in
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
All right.
I didn't see that one. But yeah, he was in a lot of the other ones. John Williams, the composer, he was big time way back. Real short little guy. He was kind of weird.
92.
Yeah, 92. I was surprised. You know who I saw was like 86? Jack Nicholson.
Really?
He's like 86 years old. Doesn't that seem weird?
Yeah, it does.
Oh, man. Wow. Love Jack Nicholson.
Yeah.
There's no movie Jack Nicholson's ever been in that I didn't like. It's impossible to not like a Jack Nicholson movie.
Right.
You know, what movie is this? Where'd you learn this? Can I get it?
That's one with Tom Cruise.
Can I give you this one?
No, I know.
It's not.
Oh, that's you always do that one.
I'm not doing it this time.
All right. Where'd you learn to talk like that? Some Panamanian sailor want a hump bar? Or is it getaway day and last chance of your owner's whiskey? Either way, go sell crazy somewhere else. We're all stocked up here.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
No.
Oh. I got this guess. The mother on Father's Knows Best. No. No. You're wrong, William. No.
All right.
All right. James Dean's girlfriend, when he died, became a very, very famous, I shouldn't say famous, but very well-known character actor on one of TV's all-time great series.
Okay.
Okay.
But it's not Father Knows Best.
Nope.
For the guess.
Yep.
All right. All right. Back to Jack Nicholson. What was that movie? You do a pretty good impression of him. I got to say that.
As good as it gets.
Yeah, I know.
Which was a good movie.
Oh, I thought you said
Helen Hunt.
I thought you said the impression was as good as it gets.
No, the movie was as good as it gets.
Okay, I got it. All right. 6:28. Come on. All right. I haven't had coffee yet today.
Yeah, what's wrong with you? You seem a little off today. What's the problem?
I was at an event.
You seem a little something. You seem a little jittery.
I was at an event.
By the way, I had a salad last night, which I'm proud of myself.
I know, and I
did. From the place we've talked about that we might be getting the owner on, it was spectacular.
That is a great place. I should have gone there.
They're real and they're spectacular.
But instead, I was having all these hors d'oeuvres and wine, and it was just...
Oh, you were drinking some wine last night.
Yeah, it was a wine and cheese event, but then I...
Look at you.
I made, different snacks that I should have had. But some of it was healthy.
What was healthy?
Which part? Chucruta board.
Huh? What was healthy in that? Turkey?
No, I had turkey.
Salmon on there?
No. It was just all the...
Sardines?
It was all sausages and stuff.
Okay.
But I made bruschetta.
All salted meats, basically.
But I made bruschetta, though.
I love bruschetta.
So I did that.
Love bruschetta.
So that was kind
of
healthy.
Hey, we got to set a quick break. We're just getting warmed up here today by the mayor. Back after this.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Supreme Court hears arguments today in Donald Trump's appeal of the Colorado ruling that strikes his name from the ballot in next month's primary. Here's ABC's Devin Dwyer.
But the consensus expectation is that this will happen very quickly for the Supreme Court. Days or weeks, certainly not months. The Colorado primary is coming up on March 5th. And so the expectation is that this Supreme Court will want Colorado voters to have an answer before then.
The high court there ruled that Trump violated the 14th Amendment by engaging in insurrection. The immigration deal tied to funding for Israel and Ukraine, not even brought up for a vote in the Senate. Democrats say Republicans weren't interested in solving the border problems. They just didn't want Joe Biden to score a win before the election. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has left the Middle East, wrapping up his fifth trip to the region since the Israel-Hamas conflict broke out. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu rejecting the latest Hamas proposed ceasefire. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wildfires could be a problem in Wisconsin this spring. The Department of Natural Resources says warm weather and a lack of snow will likely make conditions dry this spring. The DNR says Wisconsin has already had one small wildfire. It was Saturday in Fairchild near Eau Claire. New farmers trying to get their operations started in Wisconsin are learning about leasing land. Kelly Wilfert is a farm management outreach specialist with the University of Wisconsin Extension.
Land is very expensive when you're competing against farmers who have assets already built up that they can leverage in order to afford that land.
She says leasing land allows new farmers to invest money in equipment. About a third of all farmland in Wisconsin is leased. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media network.
Cloudy, breezy, and mild with scattered rain showers likely today. We'll get to around 49 for a high. The wind out of the south at 15 to 25. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly cloudy. 41 the low tomorrow, partly cloudy, 45. Saturday, partly cloudy with a high of 37. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
The Todd Alba Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt Nair on air.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club, Oshkosh's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. When you're serious about fun, shop your boat club, located at 1232 North Sawyer Street.
The Todd Alba Show.
I'm Trigvi Olson. Steven from Green Bay. Go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, we are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS. I-43 to I-41.
This is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Thursday morning. Our guest for 6:30 just canceled on us.
Well, it was... She didn't say throwing up, which we don't should tell our listeners that.
I don't like when people cancel on me. Let us know ahead of time.
She was going to come in.
And she will not be coming back.
Yes, John.
But anyway...
she was going to talk. She's participating.
Forget about it. Don't worry about it. She's not coming back. Right. So anyway, we want to talk more about the soup thing. The Super Bowl.
Super. Yes. S-U-P-E-R.
S-O-U-P-E-R.
I'm sorry. I was looking at that. And what's going on here in our community is there's... What is it? 13 restaurants that are, if you go and get a bowl of soup, cup of soup this week, a percent of sales goes to the new community shelter, which is.
So how much money do you guys make some pretty good money on this generally?
We do.
Okay.
We do. And
is this one of your big fundraisers?
It's one of our, we have a lot of fundraisers because that's the way we get our money. We don't take a lot of, sometimes the grants that are available, they're like, well, we'll give you 50 grand, but you can't. Do breathalyzer. Well, we do that. We need people to stay on a program.
Oh, sometimes they give you with stipulations?
Oh, my God, you should read some of those. Oh,
really?
And we turn some of those away, which is hard to do. But or they you know, our focus is people who live in Brown County, and you need to be a Brown County resident, you know, unless we have some openings. But by and large, you have to be a Brown County. And you know, one of the grants from the state was like, you can't do background checks. You can't do residency checks. And look, we have a program that works, right?
I mean, yeah, I see it.
It works, and we get people out of homelessness into society, and many of them come back and volunteer with us. So anyway, so fundraising, you know, it costs us money to run that place. I mean, there's people who get paid, and of course we have we have case managers, four of those. We have a licensed alcohol and drug counselor on staff, and then you got the whole operation. So anyway, we do a series of
fundraisers. You guys got a great, no lie, you guys run a phenomenal organization there.
I mean, we do.
You really do. You help a lot of people. I mean, it's the thing I'm so impressed in going to your place, the NAW Community Shelter, is it's so clean. It's so bright. It's so, I just had this preconceived notion of going to what you think would be a homeless shelter. And it's totally, I was thinking of like a flop house from back in the days of whatever. And it's not like that at all. It's really impressive. But, so super clean.
But the reason it's so clean, John, is because of the residents, the people who live there.
I know.
They have
pride in it.
They have pride in it. And they also, I mean, part of living anywhere, whether you're at the community shelter or in your house, is keeping it clean. So some of them, believe it or not, don't know how to clean. So that's.
I lived in an apartment complex in Kakana for a year.
Yeah.
Okay.
We teach them that.
$750 a month. So it wasn't cheap. I mean, it's cheap for comparative. Okay.
That's enough for one bedroom, right?
So scummy. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, the staircase,
right.
They're just dirty. The person, I even called the landlord one day. I said, I think there might be a dead animal in the thing. Turns out it was the neighbors right across the hall from me. They got kicked out. And it's like, what smells so bad?
Wow.
It was so grotesque. You can't believe it. I went in. I kept all the windows open, all weekends, all whatever, just to air the place out. It was so bad. Your place is 100% different than that. It's fantastic.
It is. I was talking to a resident that came back, and I didn't know him then. I said, so how, what'd you all learn here? You know, he goes on with all the self thing, right? Self-respect and all that. But he goes, you know, the other thing I did? Wash walls. He goes, my parents just never washed our walls. He goes, I do that all the time in my apartment.
Yep, it's great.
Keep it nice and clean. And it is clean, and we like that. Of course, they feel better, and we like that. Anyway,
good for you. So our trivia question, we still have not had an answer.
Wow.
James Dean's birthday today. Who was his girlfriend when he died? Okay. She became a very iconic TV character on a very, very, very popular show. And I actually gave a hint a little while ago, a subtle hint. Terry said, Honey Ryder from James Bond. No, Terry. William says, Donna Reed. No, you're wrong, William. You're wrong.
What was the subtle hint?
Not going to tell you now.
Oh. Okay.
I slipped it in there. See, I'm a subtle guy. You're more in everybody's faces. I'm a lot more subtle than you are. A lot more.
I have been told.
I know. I don't know what's wrong with you in that way. Last night, Badgers got knocked out by Michigan. That was a tough loss. Three losses in a row now for the Badgers.
Yeah.
They were riding so high, doing so well, and then kind of took a shot.
Yeah.
UW Green Bay women at home tonight. That's going to be very cool.
That's a veterans thing, right?
Yep. Veterans Appreciation Night out at the Crest. That's awesome. The GB men still playing some good ball there on the road, but man, Sundance has done a remarkable job with them. That would be so great if they could make it to the NCAA tournament. That would be just absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
That would be such a cool thing. Get the crowds going back there again. And you and I are going out there on a Valentine's Day
date. We're not going.
Why? What's the big deal with that, Jim?
You either to go with your wife or I'm going with my wife, but I'm not going with you. Not on Valentine's Day. That's too weird. Nope, not doing it. So if you and Julie want to go.
Quick poll, people.
No.
Would it be weird for Jim and I to go to a GB game on Valentine's Day?
You know
night
what
together?
They do with that, John? Have you been there lately? So they, you know, when they do the crowd shots, the cameras, they put little hearts around. You know, no, ain't gonna happen. Okay, hey, I'm gonna ask you something. Did you? So the Super Bowl is coming.
Got this one from Sheila. Was James Dean's girlfriend Pete Angeli? No, it wasn't Pete Angeli. No.
I wanted to ask you.
But I know Pete. Go ahead. Quick poll. Yes, sir. Would it be weird for Jim and I to go to the Valentine's Day get it together?
Okay. At the
GB game.
That's
all I need.
Valentine's Day, the day to celebrate with your loved one, right? And people, you know,
thought we bonded, Jim. Thought we bonded over the last 8 months.
I think you could have my tickets. They're, you know, you and Julie go. I think that would be great. Or else we're going to go. But no, you and I aren't going to go. Anyway, I want to ask you a question.
That's weird that you would say that. That's weird. I've done lots of things with guys on Valentine's Day.
Okay, that's weird too. I want to talk about the Super Bowl. Not the soup. That's cool that we're doing the soup. Go to these restaurants, right? You know, Stadium View, Nicolet Restaurant, not by bread alone. Go there, get some soup, and then that money goes to us. Hey, I want to talk about the Super Bowl, the real one where the Chiefs are going to win. Did you see the backstory on that stadium?
No.
It is unbelievable. That thing is powered by solar energy. They have...
I did see something out in the desert, all the solar panels.
It's what... Okay, this is... I'm watching this 2:30 this morning, and...
You were up at 2:30 this morning.
I was. I haven't been to bed since. I know.
That's my thing. I told you that's the problem I have.
No, I know myself well enough. It's because I ate junk last night. It wasn't junk. Yeah. I mean, I had shrimp, and it wasn't cheese, and it was, it was a good hors d'oeuvres, but it was just, it wasn't like.
I like those crucci boards, or whatever they're called. What?
Charcuterie?
Yes.
Yeah.
Coochie. You threw me with that.
I could eat a meal on those. Just give me one of those things. Give me a little bit of rolled up, you know, salami and this and that.
Yeah, fun fact, that was my dinner last night, too.
Really? A crucci board?
Yeah.
I did.
Really?
And then then I get into, I like cashews, so I had those all over the table.
Do you know cashew isn't a nut?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It's a bean?
It's a member of the poison ivy family, a plant. No lie.
They charge enough for
poison ivy. I study peanuts. Because, you know, Dr. Kristen and I were talking about this yesterday.
Who discovered the peanut?
Ben Franklin.
No? George?
Oh, George Washington Carver.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he didn't discover the peanut. He discovered things to do with it.
No, he was walking by a garbage pile, and there was a peanut growing on top. And he discovered the peanut. George Washington Carver.
Got this text from Patty. John. Says, number one excuse, Jim really always wants to stay home with Milton on Valentine's Day. Heart, heart, heart. That's probably the truth.
All right, Patty.
Yeah.
She caught me.
All right.
George Washington Carver was walking by a garbage pile, and there was a plant growing on top, and it was a peanut. He discovered it. And he did a lot with it, but I just want to say... I remember that you're wrong. Third grade.
I think you're wrong.
That was a grade school thing. I was like, well, that's cool.
No, I don't think. I think that's like a fable. That's like
no, it was. I was taught by nuns, so it could have been a fable.
That's a fable. That's a fable.
God was sending him a message.
Okay, Mary says I want to see Eminem on the Kiss cam. Yep, that ain't gonna happen. Sheila says it's really weird if you share a drink and popcorn at the game.
And like Mary said, and we'll be doing that. We'll have some popcorn because. We're both on
I'm
diets.
I'm getting my own popcorn.
No, we're both on diets. We'll like share it. Okay, we'll do that. And then
we're not sharing. I would never share popcorn with a guy.
Okay, well, then
I would never.
She's
would
right
never,
about the
I would
kiss
do almost
cam.
Anything. I would never share popcorn with a guy because you know why? I remember one guy. I used to work for him, and we'd go. We did a show over at the 50-yard line. Remember the 50-yard line bar?
Yeah.
And they had a popcorn, free popcorn, which I love. If I ran a bar, I'd have free popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
And. I'd had some popcorn, you know, and he goes, oh, can I have some of that? And I was talking to somebody else, and I was, you know, we're both in the room. And then I turned back, and when he would take a handful, it would be like, if you're watching, it would go,
like someone's called back
all
in.
Over his hands. You know what I mean? He's like licking the popcorn off his hands and then reaching
gross.
Back in.
Yeah, no.
And the guy was a gross guy to begin with.
Yeah. No.
And it's like, for a long time, I didn't want to eat popcorn because I'd have that image in my mind of him like licking his fingers and putting it back into my popcorn.
I can get scarred with that.
So I was scarred. Okay, yeah. I was scarred.
Just scarred everyone with that.
Right. I know, right?
But when you and your wife go to like a movie or an event, you share.
No, I get my own.
Really?
Yeah. Although I got to be honest with you, I haven't
refills. Why would you get your own? It's some of the movie theaters. Some of the movie theaters, maybe it's Tuesday nights. It's a free refill.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Why would you buy two? I've been disappointed the last few times I've gone to the movies with the quality of the popcorn. For some reason, it tastes stale. The butter isn't as good as it used to be. Whatever happened to movie theater popcorn? Why did that go so downhill?
I think you have to, first of all, you get them. Don't let it sit there for a long time. And then,
if it sits there for a long time.
But somebody like you should just get extra butter. That's because you see there's not enough butter on there.
But I mean, still, it's like, it's stale. It tastes stale these days. Anybody agree with me?
I don't know.
Movie popcorn is not as good as it used to be. Did they go to a cheaper brand? What happened?
It's
not fresh and crisp and. Remember when you go to the drive-in and they'd show those little clips? And folks at the concession stand, these delicious hot dogs. Didn't they look phenomenal? Oh my God.
I never had a hot dog at a movie theater, did I?
No. At a drive-in?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. Maybe we snuck our own food in. I don't know.
Oh, man. You know the first time I ever went to the drive-in when I had my own car?
Mantuck?
No. Martin Nagani.
Oh.
But anyway, I went by myself.
God, why do you share those stories? That makes us feel sorry for you. You know? No, John. You can't fly a kite. You went to drive-ins by yourself. You sold...
And they didn't believe I was by myself, so they actually checked the trunk.
I bet they did.
Because they thought I was sneaking in a bunch of people.
And they must have talked about that after. There's a guy.
What would be worse, to get caught sneaking people in or to actually be at the drive-in by yourself?
Wow.
Yeah. There's this girl I was kind of, hanging out with her, and she turned me down.
Okay, so you went in.
Or whatever. She had to work or whatever. And it's like, I got the car, the first time I ever get the car in my life.
All right.
First time, I'm 16 years old.
Yeah, that's...
Just got my license. No. It's the very first time you get the car. What do you say to your dad or whatever? I don't have anybody to hang out with.
I would have called somebody else. I would have called another girl. We tried. Yeah. Even just say, hey, look, nothing serious. I just, I don't want to go alone and be fun and...
Yeah.
You got a great personality. Why don't you come along? And then we'll see what happens.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
I sat there by myself in the drive-in.
Wow.
That's weird.
No, don't feel bad there. My fiance loves going to movies by himself.
I don't mind movies.
Little different.
I don't mind little movies. Different. I don't mind movies. I go to them a lot of times because I have a weirder sense of what I like in a movies versus.
Right. And there's people who don't want to go to the movie that you want to go to.
Boy, are they comfortable now?
Oh, that's awesome.
I couldn't believe it. The last one I went to, and you pulled back. I went to.
Bring a pillow.
It was a good movie. It was about the crew guys, the rowers, like during the Depression, and they won an Olympic gold medal.
From, Cambridge.
It was yeah.
The crew.
I can't think of it. Men in the boat, boys in the boat. I think it's called Boys in the Boat, Fellows in the Boat, Guys in the Boat.
That's a weird name, but okay.
That's something
cool.
Like that. Nice. Because they were going up against Hitler in the whole thing.
Wow.
You never heard about this one?
No.
It seems like it died kind of fast. Actually, I went to that. I went to Oppenheimer.
Yes.
And I went to, about the Native Americans in Oklahoma who were getting murdered for their oil rights. It was a big movie. I mean, it was huge. One of the biggest movies of the year.
So then when you watch...
I saw Sisu.
Killers of the Flower Moon.
Killers of the Flower Moon. Great movie.
So when you watch the Oscars,
yeah,
you're into it because you've seen
yeah,
the movie.
A lot of them.
I just haven't seen a lot of them. I'm not a movie guy.
We'll go sometime.
No, I don't like. No. No.
You want, even if it's not a Valentine's Day, you won't go to a movie with me?
Well, that's
have a seat in between. We just
okay, maybe then.
Wow. There's a lot of people out there that would hang out with me, Jim. There's a lot of them that would hang out with me. You're not one of them, obviously.
No, just give them the text. Give them the number. I talk to you almost every night. So it's just, hanging out and doing business are two different things.
You want to invite me over to your house for a game? It's
all right.
What did I do?
I want to go back to, I want to talk about that stadium, John.
Okay. We're talking about, then you get sidetracked.
Oh, yeah. I just got right off course.
We got to send a quick break anyway.
All right. I'm going to talk about that.
We got to send a quick break. Mind on the Mayor. Getting it going here. We got an interesting guy, Michael Borky, coming up. Repair Cafe event in Oshkosh. We got Mike Allen, a Vietnam vet, coming up. Lots more. Stay with us.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we've named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Connect the dots. Would you dip into your retirement savings to make a loan to climate-polluting oil, coal, and gas companies? Well, you already have if you're a member of Wisconsin's public employee retirement system. Go to climatesafepensionswisconsin.org. Sign the petition. Common Sense Investments, not financing polluters. Future generations will thank you for visiting. That's climatesafepensionswisconsin.org.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor. We have got, as you know, we do a business spotlight every week, and we look for entrepreneurs that are taking the risk and getting out there and making it happen.
And this is your forte.
Oh, I love it.
This is Jim. Do you know Jim's background? He was mayor. Then he was almost going to be governor and senator.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
That nobody does. John's making that up.
But I will say this. This guy right here is the most biggest advocate for small businesses in Northeast Wisconsin.
I just love what you do.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. We need more people like you.
Well, and you guys need support and you need customers. And
yes.
What we are doing here is we want to feature some of these small businesses because a small business.
I like the courage aspect.
Well, the courage is great. And then the enthusiasm is great. But you also go above and beyond for customer service.
Absolutely.
And I happen to like that. And I just think I wish bigger businesses would practice some of the things small businesses do. But tell me, you own Chicago House of Hoagies in Menasha.
Yes. I started it in 2019.
Oh.
From a Facebook post.
Seriously?
Seriously. I made a hoagie. I posted on Facebook, and my friends and, like, people I'm friends with on Facebook thought I was in Chicago, and they were asking me to bring them one back. And I was like, I made this in my house. And they're like, really? Can I pay you to make me one? And I'm like, no. I want to make you a hoagie. But people kept asking. So I put a post on Facebook like, hey, I'm looking for 30 people to come to my house, but you have to be from Philadelphia or Chicago because you're going to be able to critique me.
Oh, yeah.
And people came for the free food, the conversation. They told me what they liked, what they didn't like. They let me know if they would come shop with me if I was to do this. And now I have a hoagie shop.
Yeah, I got to tell you something. We were just talking about this yesterday. We have a young lady that runs a juice shop in Appleton. And we were just talking about this yesterday, but she did her research at the grassroots level, went and sat in other places all around the state, just observed. And you did it. It's almost like guerrilla marketing where it's like, you know what? I'm going to get to the basics of this. It's not some big survey, not some big whatever. It's actual people right here. I think that's cool.
In your house.
And it's direct feedback then.
Right.
Because it's going to be your customer base. And I think a lot of people miss that. It's not about how many people you get in the door in a community. It's about how many repeat customers and friendships you develop. And when you invite them in the comfort of your home and you're taking that feedback, that lets them know that you really care about what they think and you want to bring good food and good service to them.
So we talk about that. I teach a class and market research. You know, I just want to give you a lot of credit because not only did you invite 30 people in, you invited them in from Philly, which is home of the hoagie, and Chicago, which, you know, That's just a food city. And to hear their feedback on how it could be a better product or what they're looking for, just kudos to you for doing that because that is going to make
totally
your business
agree.
So much more successful because of the research you put into it. People jump in, and a lot of people fail because they run out of money. But the other reason people don't talk about it is they didn't do their research. And you obviously.
Oh, absolutely. Research is important because if you're using the name Chicago, people got high expectations. Like, oh, my God. They're like, you're using Chicago, your food not that great. So I wanted to make sure that they got that experience when they went to White Sox Park with their dad or took their kids or when they went downtown Chicago to the Taste of Chicago.
Are you from Chicago?
I am. I'm from the South Side.
Okay.
My menu, so when I design my menu, I design my menu to have a conversation with my customers. So all my hoagies are named after places where I live, places my friends and I hung out as kids. Like I have a Ford City hoagie. That's the Ford City Mall. We used to cut school and go to the movies there, but if you're from Chicago, you know that's the Ford City Mall.
Right.
Or like I have a Roseland Avenue. That was the shopping area in the area I'm from. So I wanted my menu to also have be able to have a conversation with my customers without having a conversation.
I used to live there. That was a long time ago. But that nobody does their food event better than the Taste of Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so I wanted to like bring that to the Valley. Like, you don't have to go all the way to Chicago. You know what? You have something right here, and I am authentic, like, to the T. Because when you're not, your customers let you know.
Well, you know what's funny? I was watching one of those things. You see these different things. And I'm from Chicago, blah, blah, blah. I'm from so-and-so, blah, blah, blah. And one of the Chicago things is a lot of it was about food. It's like, we don't put ketchups on our Chicago dogs.
Oh, I have a sign in my restaurant because I did my old school because I wanted neighborhood feel. So I have a chalkboard. Nice. And on my chalkboard, it says, we don't offer ketchup. And so many customers come in.
That's hilarious.
That's funny.
And they're like, you don't have ketchup? I'm like, no. They're like, can I bring it in? I'm like, no.
It's a not Chicago, inside the building. No.
It's a Chicago restaurant. You cannot bring in ketchup.
That is so cool. That is, and you're there. I mean, you seem like you are, you've got an interesting personality. Yeah. So are you, you're in the restaurant a lot?
Every day, 5 days a week.
It's awesome.
Tuesday through Saturday, closed on Sundays and Mondays.
And the name of it is, once again,
Chicago's House of Hoagies, located at 1089 Racine Road in Menasha, Wisconsin, right next to Calder Stadium.
Like Calder Stadium.
Yep.
We do a lot of Menasha high school football games there. That's a beautiful place.
Yes.
Beautiful place. But anyway, got to ask you this. When you say hoagie, is that like a generic term including a lot of things, or is that like one absolutely specific sandwich if you're going to give it that name?
Generic name for a lot of things.
Right. Okay.
It's the bread and the seasonings and the toppings. So, yeah.
So I got to ask, what's your most popular hoagie?
I would say my number one, which is the Chicago hoagie, which has turkey, lettuce, tomatoes, onions, hot jarnera, mild banana peppers, salt, pepper, mayo, hoagie sauce, and then the hoagie roll is actually grilled on a flat top and butter.
Nice. Wow.
With provolone and pepper jack cheese. And it's messy. My thing is, if it's not messy, it's not a hoagie.
Well, it's just like trying to eat a Chicago dog downtown at 2 in the morning. You didn't get one of those things downtown Chicago.
Some of us have it for lunch, John, but 2 in the morning can work too. That is great. How long have you been in business? You said 2019?
I've been in my brick and mortar. I made 1 year in July, this past July.
Congrats to you. That's awesome.
That's fantastic. That first year's the tough one.
Yeah.
Oh, it is, especially with unexpected food cost increase. Like all of a sudden, boom, everything went up. And I don't care how much you plan and you go everything. You could never plan for lettuce going from 79 cents to when it was the shortage, it went to $5 a head. Like that stuff you can't plan for.
And you can't cut that out.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no some things you can, let's cut this.
Well, I saw
a
thing where McDonald's is even doing a campaign now because their Happy Meals are like $18 or something. And they're like, we had to.
Yes.
Can you stick around? We got to send to a break.
Yes.
All right, awesome. Thank you.
This is very cool. Say the name of your place one more time.
Chicago's House of Hoagies.
All right.
In Menasha.
At 1089 Racine Road.
Just look for Calder Stadium.
That's right.
Outstanding. We're going to set a quick break back after this.
Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street.
This is Oshkosh Air Support.
1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
Hey everybody, it's Todd Allwald. Noon to 3 on Thursday, our guest is Keegan Kelly from Crack.com. Obscure sitcoms right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's fully leaded education talk. Busted pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny.
weeknights at 7 on Oshkosh Air Support, AM 1100 and 98.3 FM WISS, and on the Civic Media app. Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS, and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.